Pastimes from the 8th Canto, Bhagavan Vamanadeva Leela. So after fighting with the demigods and almost losing his life, Bali Maharaj became revived by the mercy of Sukracharya, began serving him very faithfully. Sukracharya was very pleased with Bali. And because Bali wanted to perform some type of yajna to get the power to defeat the kingdom, to defeat King Indra, Sukracharya engaged him in a Vishwajit yajna, means the victory over the universe. So he did this yajna and he was successful. Then after having received all the paraphernalia for battle, Bali Maharaj departed for the capital, Indrapuri, the capital of Indra, and describes the beauty of Indra's capital, which I think is, I think Indrapuri. There were so many beautiful, there's so many pleasing gardens with branches of the trees were heavily laden with fruits and flowers that were hanging, bending down low. And beautiful women were sporting here and there. And lakes were filled with lotus flowers and exotic birds darted here and there. There was rivers of Ganga called the Akash Ganga. And the city had high walls with parapets for defense. The entire city of Indrapuri was constructed by Vishwakarma. There were many large open courtyards, wide streets, assembly houses, and not less than 100 million airplanes. The crossroads were made from pearl, and the sitting places here and there in the city were made of diamond and coral. Beautiful, eternally beautiful, seemingly eternally beautiful and youthful women were moving here everywhere. And there were very fragrant breezes flowing through this city, carrying flowers that fell from the hair of these beautiful damsels. And the various residences were emitting smoke of a guru from their windows. Peacocks were crying all over the city, and beautiful women flying in vimans in the sky above the city were continually singing beautiful songs, auspicious songs. And there are also instrumental music being played of flutes and stringed instruments and drums, and the constant singing of the Gandharvas. The combined beauty of Indrapur seemed to defeat beauty itself. No one could enter that city of Indra if he was sinful, envious, violent towards other living beings, cunning, falsely proud, lusty or greedy. For the people who resided there were all devoid of these faults. When Bali Maharaj attacked the outskirts of the city of Indrapuri, he blew the conch shell given to him by Sukracharya, his guru. And the women surrounding Indra, they became afraid when they heard that conch. Brihaspati, the guru of the demigods, he advised Indra, "My lord Indra, your old enemy Bali has regained his power and strength and enthusiasm. He's trying to drink up the entire universe with his mouth, lick up the 10 directions with his tongue, and set fire everywhere with the glance of his eyes. What is the cause of Bali Maharaj's newfound strength and influence?" Brihaspati replied, "Indra, the Brahmanas have become very pleased with Bali and have given him extraordinary success and powers. You should leave the heavenly planets and remain elsewhere unseen by others and wait for the time when the situation becomes reversed. later, when Bali Maharaj insults the Brahmanas, he will surely be vanquished with that insult, along with his friends and associates. Being so advised, the demigods assumed various forms according to their desires, and then left the heavenly planets. Bali Maharaj took over Indra's city and then started to control the whole universe from Indra Loka, Indrapuri. The guru of the demons, Shukracharya, was very happy, so he engaged Bali in performing 100 Ashwamedha yagyas so he could stay easily on the throne of Indra. So now that Bali Maharaj is controlling the universe and taking over the post of Indra, he's very satisfied having attained so much position and wealth and opulence. So as to be expected, Dharmart Kam, he started enjoying life in the heavenly kingdom. His wife Aditi was somewhat disturbed that all the demigods have been chased out of their homes and they've been defeated by the demons, so she felt sorry for the devotees. So Aditi asked a favor from Kashyap. She felt sorry. She said, "Listen, Indra's my son. He's been routed from heaven. The other demigods are hiding. Please bless me that I can get some son to be so powerful to restore the demigods to the rightful positions as the emperors and controllers of the universe, not the demons." So Kashyap said, "All right." Although first he tried to give spiritual knowledge to his wife. While teaching his wife, or before he taught his wife about this vow to observe, to fulfill her desire to get a child, he was trying to firstly give her spiritual knowledge. However, Aditi was not interested in these instructions, so he advised her to do bhakti, fulfillment of her desires. He tried to give her spiritual knowledge so she'd become equipoised and balanced in loss and gain. But she didn't want to accept the instructions, so he said, "Aditi, do bhakti. Bhakti will fulfill your desires." So Aditi was in the category of art, one who approaches the Lord in distress, artha jignasu.